Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly. This is the High Hopes Podcast.
High Hopes!
On the Odyssey app and Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The crowd was singing high.
Yo, it's another edition of the Hopes Podcast, sponsored by Miller Lite, official partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Tastes like Miller time, Philadelphia. Celebrate responsibly. Yeah, look, 2-3. The third one really, really sucked.
Yes.
Things are fine.
Our future's cooked.
Andrew Painter is in the minor leagues again. Yeah. The experiment is over for the time being. We're going to Reading on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm getting to that. How you doing?
I wish Painter was going to Reading.
Yeah, maybe.
That would have been fun. That could have been a fun little development for the trip. So, the game is on Saturday. I'm wearing my Baseball Town shirt.
Strong.
You can get that at the team store. They have fireworks after the game, which is great. Looks like it's going to be awesome weather.
Beautiful weather. Last year it was rainy and gross. This year it's going to be beautiful. Fireworks, to your point. I have a kid. You have kids. Guess what? You know what kids love? Fireworks.
My kids won't be there. 0% chance that they're surviving until
Kids will be there. Zoe will be there, and fireworks are one of the main reasons. So, Zoe's there for the whole game. Yeah. Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, my boys will be probably heading around the sixth inning if I had to guess. So, it'll be great. Fireworks. We're doing like a meet and greet at 5 o'clock on Saturday, and then we're throwing out the first pitch again. So if you want to see us fail, that would be great. Having to work on the mechanics a little bit.
I've done nowhere. I'm just going to go up and...
I always work on my mechanics because it's something I do for no reason.
Yes.
Just like my golf swing.
It's good.
But if I touch 80, maybe there's another, maybe there's a contract.
Look, we need starting pitching in the major level right now. So.
So the link is pinned to my Twitter.
Mine too.
Bang.
First time I've ever pinned something on my Twitter. I did it for this event.
That was like the oldest you've ever sounded.
I know.
That was really, really old.
I've sounded pretty old before.
And
I should have said like first time I've tweeted more or less, but yeah, same idea.
The link is also in the description on the podcast. And if that's not good enough, then you can email thehighhopespod@gmail.com and I will send you the link for the tickets. So we got you covered. It'll be a great night in Baseball Town as Sandy Leone is rehabbing there. He's had a good little start. So, but Reading games are always fun.
Name you know.
Sure.
Great catcher.
Pedro Sandy Leone, my bad.
Sandy Leone.
No, Sandy. I was watching the Braves game last night. He's still in the big leagues, which is crazy.
I was surprised you. Like, I was like, I didn't even know he was still around. Honestly,
he's on the Braves, which is crazy. Sandy Leone.
I did not know that.
2018
Clearly
Red
by
Sox
the fact
code.
That I thought he was in the minors somewhere. So I had no idea.
Pedro Leone.
I guess I thought,
Pedro Leone. So
we are lucky that they are playing the Yard Goats. I mean, one of the great names in sports. So.
Yeah. Who could forget the draft? It was the Painter draft. I believe it was the Painter draft is when I wanted Benny Montgomery. Mm-hmm. And he is on the Yard Goats.
And Hartford having a moment, obviously, because the Hurricanes won the Cup. Hartford Whalers, formerly of the Hurricanes. Everyone in Hartford's really excited about it, from what I hear. So,
who cares? Like, seriously, who
no
cares?
One cares. I did love the Hartford Whalers growing up, but no one cares. I agree.
Well, you're all mixed up, too.
I appreciated what they did. I was rooting against him.
Listen, I know you lived in New York until you were 12.
I was rooting against him. But when they won, it was like, this is a cultural moment. I mean, it was like I'm a fan of moments in life, of I'm a storiesman.
All right, we need to talk about
Painter. What a story.
Can we talk about Painter? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So, the four home runs that were allowed yesterday were four of the most
no doubters
bleeped on baseball.
Yeah, like it was like right off the bat, I was like, wow, that guy smoked that baseball. Like they were hit so hard.
Actually, it was five because Marcy smoked one out of Sugar.
Yeah, but they hit those baseballs hard.
And here's the thing, Kyle Backus is dominating in Lehigh Valley right now. He went an inning and a third. Why did you pitch him last night? We're going to need him up here for old Banksy. Banksy's optionable. You can still send him down if you want. So that irked me. Of the all, obviously the Painter thing is, but like also Banks should be sent down. Turns out, yeah, I didn't lie.
Yeah, your Banks. Original Banks take has come all the way back around.
Couldn't get out from the pizza.
I mean, you were not a fan when they traded for him. And then you kept having to be like, I don't know how he's doing it. Yeah. I guess he's okay. And
sure.
Happy to be back.
Yeah, we're back. So the Painter thing obviously really sucks. I also think the conversation around Painter really sucks.
It's the worst. Like, Jack, I don't know if you've gotten a lot of these calls. I did this morning, and I've gotten a lot of texts from... So Painter's done, huh?
Yeah, his career's
over. I guess he's toast. Yep, the 23-year-old kid's over. That's what a shame. He got a shot in the major, didn't work. That's the way it works. He can never pitch there again. It's too bad.
Yeah. No.
All that should have traded him.
Should have traded him.
I have heard that phrase quite a bit.
It's been a really annoying 24 hours.
It might be the most annoying story so far this, other than them sucking and having to fire the manager. Like in terms of just like a story related to the season. This moment right now might be the most annoying.
Yeah. Like, also, I don't know. You can't go back and change history. And also, he was a great pitching prospect that has not bounced back from post Tommy John. Like, I don't blame the Phillies for holding on to him and trying. Like, he was going to be the guy. And right now, he certainly doesn't look like that. Like, but I cannot take the definitive. It's over. He sucks. He's going to be a bust forever. Unbelievable. Should have traded him. They can't develop anyone. I love prospect conversation. Drives me crazy because it's either trade them all or why are they not up here?
Yeah, totally. You're right. There's no in between with these things.
I just name it, whatever. I don't know.
Well, and it's annoying too, because it's influenced the way we talk about the trade deadline, all these things. Like even I find myself and I'm like, listen, first and foremost, they Salisbury's talked about this, Rosenthal's talked about, like, they might just not have enough to go get all that they need. They probably can't afford. But, like, everyone, there is a real, like, narrative shaping of, well, Painter sucks, Crawford sucks, Miller's hurt, should have traded, trade everyone because prospects don't work. And, like, taking this small little sample size of something and saying, well, because that happened, we should just trade everyone. And it's like, I fully disagree with that philosophically and in my soul, but I also, what am I supposed to say to that? It's like, yeah, you're right, it didn't. If they had traded Andrew Painter, you know what, it probably would have been a smart thing at this moment, seeing where we're at. And I'm not out on moving forward, but like I find it hard to argue against the people who say it, because it's like, yeah, you're probably right. Like Crawford, relax, all that, but like in terms of when they say, well, why wouldn't you trade guys now because this didn't work? It's like, well, just because that didn't work doesn't mean you trade guys. But it's also like it didn't work and I'm hard to argue with it, so it's like a real conflicting and annoying situation.
Well, but also at the same time, we act like every single prospect sucks. Then people are like, so then you should have traded Utley.
Yeah, you should trade them all. You should never keep it. That's the thing. There's always going to be examples on both sides.
Of course there is. You just have to hope you get the right guys. So, again, prospect discourse and conversation drives me up.
It's the worst. It's the worst discourse right now.
Well, it's everything's so everything
black or white.
Well, it's just everyone's just so definitive and angry all the time, and it's just you gotta let things play out. So, first off, I'm glad they finally did it. I'm also annoyed that we spent, I don't know, three straight podcasts in the offseason begging for another starting pitcher. Mm-hmm. And now we're left here. And there's like the report, I think, from Gelb yesterday about how they're going to look and trade for a back end starter. They're trying to do that like right now. Well, Walker Buehler was there and for pennies.
Months, yeah. Comparatively.
And I know he didn't look great at the end of last year, but this year he's been really good. I know it's a bit of revisionist history. I wasn't a huge Buehler fan last year. He's clearly found it. It's interesting. He said before the season or maybe first week that he just now has felt like himself for the first time since Tommy John. And he got his Tommy John in 2022.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So it took him 3 years. Chad Durbin was on the Philly show, and he said that he couldn't find his command until three years wow. after with Tommy John.
We've gotten so used to that 18 months to 2 years window is like, all right, they get the velocity back, then it's control and they're kind of good. And it feels like there are so many of these positive stories with this that, like, I think that's people are like, it's making it even harder for people to stomach or rationalize the Painter one. And then you hear Painter talk, and like, that's like when he's saying, you know, he feels it. He feels that the fastball isn't as good out of his hand when he's throwing it. It's like, well, man,
if you say that, then you're going to get shelled.
I know.
At the big league level.
I know.
So he, unfortunately, at this current time, he looks like someone that is not bouncing back from Tommy John, where we've seen a lot of people bounce back from Tommy John. Now, at the same time, like, Strider is really struggling.
Strider's hurt again. Yeah.
Coming back from TJ. Alcantara hasn't really been the same guy.
He's never been the guy again, the same guy. Yeah.
So that's the concern here is that, but also it does give me hope that, like, the velocity has come back, which is good. It's just now it's honing in on the command and obviously getting a feel for getting the life back.
Yeah.
And getting the life back. So speaking of that, what I find interesting when he goes down AAA, and by the way, like, he might not come back up this year, and I don't really want him to come back.
I don't know that I want him to either. That's right. That was going to be a question I asked before. Is like, should we even think about bringing it back?
If he's dominating, I'm okay with it. Like, if he is pitching to a 1.5 and
he's got the
part,
yeah,
I'm okay with bringing him back up. But like, this needs to be, we talked about 2 or 3 podcasts ago, how this, I felt like, was a off-season thing, off-season reconstruction. Well, now it's all hands on deck and reconstruct immediately. Try to figure out the new path forward
in the minors.
Because
you can do that.
Yes. Because there's no
reason to send him down. There's no pressure of winning.
There's no pressure to come back up because they'll bring up Alan Rahel or maybe Chuck King, and that's just holding you over.
Yeah, we got a month and a half to the deadline, and if they can make a trade sooner, they will. But, you know, and maybe they trade like a really low end, like back at the end, like a step below a Michael Lorenzen when you traded for him, like Michael Lorenzen now or whatever. You know what I mean? Like someone
Michael Lorenzen now is worse than Painter.
I'm saying that type of pitcher, like that level of pitcher. Yes, not specifically Michael Lorenzen. But my point being is, like, maybe they make a trade for a body now where it's like you don't have to use Alan Rahel. You can use this guy who was a fifth starter. But I don't think they're making any sort of real trade till closer to the deadline.
No. So what do they do with him in the minor leagues? I find to be very, very interesting.
Important.
Because I wonder if there's a tweak here towards, like, the fast four-seamer might just not be coming back. And what's the new plan here? Like, what's the new path forward for Andrew Painter? And if they determine the four-seamer is not coming back and they're trying to find a way to make him a capable major league pitcher, then they should really study Corbin Burnes and they should study Sonny Gray, and there's more pitchers than that, but they're the first two that kind of jump out of guys who ditched the four-seamer and started throwing their cutter all the time. Like, their main fastball was a fastball that cut. Obviously, I'm not going back to Mariano Rivera. Also, he was just a closer. So Corbin Burnes in 2019 had a 8.82 ERA. And basically, just they ditched the four-seamer, went to the cutter all the time. Now, Painter does not currently throw a cutter, but his ball has natural cut to it now because he can't get behind the baseball and backspin it and get the rise that he used to get. So if he can get on the side of it, hone in on just throwing a cutter, anything to get off the barrel and give the pitcher or give the hitters a different look, that might be something they can use to salvage, you know, his, I don't know if that's career.
No, but in a way, season. Yes. And if nothing else, salvage the high end of his career.
Yeah. So if he can still throw that at 96, but it's a cut and he can commit to the cut, maybe this could be his new path forward if they feel like, and then, like, by the way, a lot of pitching development, the Phillies pitching development team, I feel like, is more sweeper based. They want everyone throwing a sweeper. Like, that's super important for them. A lot of pitching development teams like the Mets, Red Sox, teams like that, maybe the Brewers, they want every one of their pitchers throwing three fastballs. They want the four-seamer, they want the cutter, and they want the two-seamer. And if Painter can do that, with the cutter being his primary pitch, and then the four seamer off of it, where like if he can get on top of it, it can still, like there was a time yesterday where he allowed the bombs, you know, and he was getting smoked, and he had like 98 that, down on the zone, and it was like, well, there it is, do that. But maybe if the cutter is the primary pitch, and then they can do the sink off of it, and then the sometimes four seamer, it gives him three fastballs, and then a slider sweeper off of a cutter, I think is a hard tunnel, and then the splitter, which is actually one of his better pitches. So like, that's the plan forward, I think. If they determine that he can't throw the four-seamer anymore, I wonder if they switch it to make it a primary cutter. And that could be something that saves this season and saves maybe his career.
Do you think he'll ever be able to throw the four-seamer again?
I don't know. Yeah. It's to give you a definitive answer.
No, yeah, and I didn't expect you to know, but I figured it was worth asking.
It's something where, like, for example, like Walker Buehler was 93 last year. He's back up to 97.
How often have you heard of this type of thing happening where they kind of lose the life on the fastball? Like, because it doesn't sound super familiar to me, you know?
I know. Because, I mean, even like Alcantara is back up to 100.
That's what I mean. Like, I don't remember this specific issue that often. And I know. That's why I'm like, what?
I know. Like,
it feels harder to rationalize.
And it's also like, why can you still throw 97?
Yeah. Why is it still so fast? That's a great point.
And then why does the life not? I don't legitimately have a good answer for you. And I don't want to
BS.
Say whatever. I don't know. I don't know why he can't get the life anymore. I assume the arm just doesn't move as fast as it used to. I know the velocity is the same, but there had to be a different kind of whipping motion.
Yeah,
to it.
There must be. Yeah.
But yeah, I just, maybe that they have to find some way to get him to use his 6'7 frame more, you know, like Mizorowski's 6'7 and the difference in how explosive they are through the zone. So finding that, this has to be an overhaul.
It has to be a top priority too. Like this guy is so important.
Yeah, well, he's massive. And it also does, it makes Gage Wood that much more important too. Because like the next year in spring training might be a Gage and Painter battle for, you know, that last spot. Mm-hmm. And does that affect how much you, like, I think Gage, personally, I think Gage Wood has a better chance of being in the major leagues this year than being traded. Now,
As a reliever, you would think.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it's like if they,
or like a three inning opener or type of thing.
Yeah, maybe. you pray before. Okay, five. Okay. Not like a seven.
No. I'm just trying to get a gauge. Ooh, word. Right?
That was a nice.
No pun intended.
Nice.
That's gonna be fun.
Good work by you. That's hard to never mind. But so unless Buxton is really available, maybe then Gage is available. But I do think that they, like, protect him here because of the Painter situation, where you don't feel like you can,
and the lack of other guys in the high minors of any kind, you know?
Yeah. Now the Gage thing, I do wonder how, like, if they feel like they can't, if they head into the deadline, and we all know by now that they need a starter and a right-handed bat if they want to actually go win the World Series.
And by the way, like, probably you can't get all of them, but like, could use another bullpen arm too.
I think that
honestly might use two, but we'll just say a lefty. I don't know.
The Red Sox fill a lot of needs.
They do.
Yeah. If they wanted to, but let's say they can't get a starter, or they can't go get a reliever, you know,
and it's like, just a bat.
That's where you can see the aggressiveness with the Gage Wood start to pick up a little bit. So I think his first cap is 80 innings. He's at 40. And then if he feels good at 80, I think that they would stretch it beyond, you know, I think 100 is like the hard cap for his innings. So, you know, does this turn into like, do they give him a couple starts more at Reading and then let him see what he can do at Triple A? He has to pitch at Triple A just because I need to see what the ball, like, for some reason, there's not uniform baseballs all throughout the minor leagues with the major leagues. So
nonsense.
The Triple A balls are major league balls. That's so like, crazy. Sometimes guys go there and they struggle.
And look, there is a higher, like, I think you'll see more like star prospects in Double A right now. I do think like you're just going to see a better quality hitter. You got a lot of quad A guys. And my point being that it's a much closer amalgamation of what they're going to see in the majors from a hitter perspective.
Like every team in Triple A has,
they got guys who can hit, like guys who can, like, particularly for that level, can hit.
Well, they'll have they'll have like a real prospect, like two real prospects, and then a bunch of ex-major leaguers.
Yep, exactly. Exactly. Or guys who are back and forth, you know, that type of guys.
This Iron Pigs team has like Dylan Carlson on
exactly.
It.
That's exactly right.
Dylan Moore.
Yeah.
And, you know, so yeah, I just, it's really, really fascinating. That I find that it sucks. I know.
It blows.
Like it does. But now I'm really intrigued as to what their plan is now and how they can try to salvage him.
And I want to get to the series, even though there's not, you know, that much reaction, but I do want to get to the series. But I want to quickly, just because you mentioned the trade potential, I do think that is something that people are waking up thinking about in addition to the Painter thing, is like the whole situation, you know, the Adolis injury, that the fact that Brad Keller's on the IL, the fact that the lefties haven't gotten done it, and starting to feel the needs more. And look, also the reporters are doing it, because the we're seeing the Byron Buxton reports, we're seeing the Seiya Suzuki, and we're seeing the Joey Dell and all these things, like, oh, they might trade for a pitcher. Like, we're starting to hear that stuff from Rosenthal and all these people. Where are you at with that? Because I think we both agree most likely we're waiting a month and a half till the deadline or close to it for things to happen.
Yeah.
And again, I think that month and a half helps inform what I'm about to ask you. So you'll feel free to change what you said now. Don't think there's something like it. But like, what do you think their approach is going to be? Because I do think it's a fascinating spot that they are in. From, you could totally argue, hey, you have to go all in on this group if you're ever going to win with these guys. This, you know, I was going to say, you know, 4 or 5 year run. It's really 6, 7 years. Really 2019 from the moment Harper got here. You're, as an organization, going for it in a sense. Like, this whole thing, if you want to win with these guys, like, now is the time. But we just talked about, like, outside of Gage Wood, and, you know, they're not trading Renteria, you know, outside of that, like, it's, I mean, they don't have a ton of guys who are ready, who are either to help on the major roster or to trade for these prospects. Like, they can make some trades, but in terms of getting like the high end type guys, like, they are weaker than other teams. And I mean, like, the Dodgers can just offer more, much as having a better roster. A month and a half out with the, you know, potential to change your mind.
Yeah.
How do you think they approach this deadline? Do they half it? Do they go all in? Do they go all out? Kind of, where do you think they go?
Yeah. It's one of those things where you think about what Theo said in 2016, when they traded Gleyber Torres for Aroldis Chapman, and how you have to be comfortable like losing a trade, and what he said was, if not now, when? And the Phillies have never really done that. Like, last year was the closest one with Duran.
With this group, Amaro, Ruben was pretty aggressive with moves.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about this
group current now. Yes.
Rube by now.
Shouts to Rube, man.
What a trainer.
Guy went for it. Yep.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. So, I mean, in my gut, it's a Austin Hayes, Lorenzo. Yeah,
I actually would bet some substantial money that it'll be something like that.
Now, here's the thing that I think could throw a fly in the ointment on that, is Dombrowski loves making
big time.
What am I gonna say?
Big trades.
No.
Putting people over the top.
No, see, take it down a notch. I got it.
I'm excited now. Go on.
I know. So here's what I was gonna say, is that Dombrowski loves making trades with the same team.
Well, yeah, like, he made two with the Twins last year,
Rangers, and when he got Kyle Gibson, Angels in 2022 when he got Mark. Now, that was two separate trades.
Well, yeah, he's made two separate trades with the same team in the trade deadline multiple different years. It's a weird thing. I don't remember a GM doing that often.
Yeah, I mean, for some reason, he just locks in on one team and they make the move. The good part for Dombrowski's mental state with that one at this deadline is, I think both the Red Sox and the Giants fill a lot of their needs if they want to make one of those big boy all-in splash type moves. Like, they could be in the mix for Aroldis Chapman with the Red Sox, and then pair him with Jaron Duran or Wilson Contreras if they want to get crazy. Like, I would die for Wilson Contreras to be on his team. Duran has had a really good like 15 games, maybe figuring it out a little bit. And then Sonny Gray's on them too. Mm-hmm. So Sonny Gray is someone obviously who would help the start. He could start a game for. The thing that sucks about this deadline is, I think that my gut would say they're going to get a Lorenzen type. The problem is they need someone who can start game four.
Yeah, Nola, you can't trust Aaron Nola.
And you certainly can't trust Painter. Obviously, he's in AAA. So
he probably won't be the roster for it. Yeah.
You can't go get the Lorenzen six starter bullpen, you know, eat up innings guy, because you need someone that could possibly have to start a playoff game, which is puts them in a different, you know, predicament. So the Red Sox have Sonny Gray, Chapman, Duran, and Wills Contreras. So like if two of those four could help this team, and then the Giants, this would take some maneuvering. It would take trading Boehm. But I could just feel in my bones he wants Matt Chapman.
Well, it keeps getting reported. It makes no sense. Matt Chapman, like, unless you can get some Boehm, they've tried to trade Boehm for years and gotten nothing for him. Now, the fact that it's a expiring contract, to use an NBA term, maybe that helps move him. But I just, they have so many needs. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, I know Matt Chapman's been really good. You know, he's played well. I think that would, like, trading him, trading Boehm and do it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, go fill the needs you have. Alec Boehm's fine. Like, mm-hmm. Look, it's funny that I'm saying this. I couldn't wait to get rid of Alec Boehm for a long time. Like, at this point, like, I think trading for Matt Chapman makes no sense. Zero.
Did you just say they should extend Boehm? Is that what you said? I thought I heard that out of your mouth. Yeah. They're going to extend him at some point. He's going to be here until Walker's in college.
Yeah.
So, but Chapman, they could say he's got 4 years, 100 after this year.
In crazy town. Like, don't trade for Matt Chapman. He's 33 years old. Don't do it. Don't. Dave.
We can
say Dave.
It.
Dave. Dave.
I have always thought Dave. He's very overrated.
Don't do it.
But he's sick defensively. Anyway. They also have a rise if they want to get crazy and move Stott.
Love rise. I would take a rise right now.
And it's had a good.
He's about to win his like 8,000th batting title.
I don't know about that.
Well, he's got guys beating him. He's batting like 350 or whatever.
No, he's hitting like 322.
Did he drop that much? Yeah. I looked like a week ago. He dropped days.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's down. Like, well, he might have. He had a good day the last like 2 days.
359 a week ago or whatever.
Dude, this is a good little phone off.
I love
Who's
it.
Who's having a phone
you're gonna
off?
You're going to beat me. Mine's moving real slow right now.
Oh, where's he at? 321. 321.
Really? Wow, really never. You've been at 326.
Ah, now it's 326.
Get it right. All right. We're going to do it.
Cripes. Anyway.
326. So I win because I got it right.
Well, yeah, but you said 350.
Yeah. Well, he was batting 350 a week ago. I can't help it. He's had a bad week. What do you want me to do?
This is a
what? Do I need to pull up his game log and see how bad a week he's had? Guess what? I'm going to have to do
this. This is a what have you done for me lately podcast.
That's all we do here.
So, but like a rise if they want to crazy and move stuff. And then Robbie Ray. Oh, can't you just feel that in your bones?
Oh,
Robbie
man, Ray. I feel like Robbie Ray has been a Philly my whole life.
Well, he was a famed member.
Rise actually has been hitting well lately.
Yeah, yeah. So, egg on your face. And a boo boo sticker.
So he, I'm an idiot. Okay. I was looking at his OBP when I looked.
Nice.
350, 360 OBP right now. So yeah.
Okay.
And it was 359. So, okay. That's a bad job.
You're okay.
Forgive me for that, everyone. I hope
you didn't know Luis Arraez ball.
It's a bad job, but he bent 326. So
I know.
Guy hits.
I know. So, but Robbie Ray, of course, a famed member of the 2014 Tigers.
Yes.
Who had five
Cy Young winning crew.
Yes, 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 yes. So, and then like, there's Helly Ramos, if you wanted to work him in. I know he's hurt right now. They wouldn't do it because he's another lefty. But I'm a Junghoo Lee guy.
Sure. I love Junghoo Lee. He's got a lot of money coming his way, too, though,
he's
right?
He's in 350.
Was he got like 6 years left or something like that?
That feels high. I haven't looked it up.
5 years. Be completely honest, he's got some money, though, coming his way. Maybe 5 years, something like that.
What about a Devers trade?
Yeah, bring another left-handed batter. Yeah, dude. You can only play first base. This is great. We're really crushing it.
You can stand at third base. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But so there could be some options, you know, if they want to get crazy. Maybe in my bones, it feels like a half-end deadline. But then there is the question of if not now, when. I do think they would make a move for I think they would make a move for Buxton if Buxton actually is available. I think they would put some real prospects on the table.
Terrifies me.
What?
The injuries. He's a great player. Gets hits, good fielder, but like play a full season for once ever.
He played 130 games last year.
Play a full season for once ever.
He put up 36 home runs.
I know. He's got like 20 something now. He's been awesome. I get it. He's awesome.
And he's owed like $15 million.
He's a great deal. I would be excited, but I'm always nervous about Byron Buxton. And I think it would cost a lot.
Yeah. And he probably, I don't think he's going to put his no trade clause on the table. And then obviously
the guy really loves Minnesota, I guess, you know,
Say is the one that's always been the baby.
It's your baby. Yeah. Multiple perfect off seasons. He's
multiple.
Been
he's finally like, he's right there. He's but right there.
Be a bit of be that really the anti Adolis Garcia in terms of like, not the best outfielder, but can come in and get some hits for you.
Defensive. The metrics say he's had a good, his best outfield year.
Really?
Yeah. He's got a hose.
But when I've watched the Cubs play, I've been pretty disappointed. And he seems with his to right
always
field
hurt
ability.
Himself playing.
Yes,
the outfield.
It just feels like he's like there's something wrong out there in right field.
Yeah. But it does seem like there's a good amount. There are a good amount of bats that seem like they're going to be
more
available.
Than ever. I feel like we're always talking about the real dregs, and we still are. I mean, Taylor Ward and Joe Adell and all these guys. Taylor Ward probably won't get traded because he's on a better team now. But even then, they've been struggling.
Oh yeah, I mean they're going to trade Taylor Ward.
Yeah, I think so too. Right? So
he's an expiring.
Yeah,
he's expiring. He's an expiring deal. So there's guys.
Yeah,
there's guys.
It's interesting. And look, they need a right-hand bat. We know that.
They need a right-hand bat. They need a game four starter.
And they need a reliever.
They might have to not do the reliever.
I think relievers, Alex McFarland, you know, those kind of guys. Like, we got to hope that someone comes up and steps up because they need someone like that.
Seth tonight? I think it's going to be Seth Johnson tonight.
Oh, what a win.
He's been disgusting for the last nine appearances for the old piggies.
All right, let's get to the bag. You can cover anything else from the series in the bag. But first, shout out to the Black Powder Tavern. Today's show is sponsored by Miller Lite and Screwballs Sports Bar and Grill in King of Prussia. So that's interesting. So it says the Black Powder Tavern, Jack. Mm-hmm. But then when I do the read, it says Screwballs. Are they the same place?
No.
We're going to come back to this one.
Go to both.
Check out both. But here's what we're going to do. Instead, we're going to shout out the Borough. Today's show is sponsored by Miller Lite and the Borough in Downingtown. Check out the Borough for every Phillies game and enjoy $3 Miller Lights along with their massive 100-inch projection screen. This is awesome. Go to the Borough. Miller Lights and Phillies win. Celebrate responsibly. We'll talk to our people.
We'll circle back on that one. Yeah, Borough brought good food the other day.
But great name.
Yeah.
Great name.
Yeah. Although Downingtown has to be a borough. But I always think that Westchester is the only borough in.
I don't know that Downingtown has to be a borough. It could just be a city. So it's likely the borough.
It's
seat,
probably a borough. If
probably,
I had to
guess. Yeah.
I guess I just never thought of Downingtown as a borough.
Yeah.
I was under the assumption Westchester was the only borough in Pennsylvania, but I might
only borough. But that's not.
Maybe
true,
I got mixed up because I think Bloomsburg is technically the only town in Pennsylvania. Could also be wrong.
I'm just gonna say
you gotta learn Central PA.
I doubt. That's all I'm gonna say. I doubt.
I'm gonna
Central PA, you know, come to Reading. Not quite central, but coming out of this.
Yeah, I guess it's not. It's
more central than we are right now.
Okay? That's dynamite point. It's not hard to argue.
I got full great points. Saturday night, June 20th. It's gonna be awesome. 5:00. Meet and greet game.
I think it's funny to do that because I think you think that we're on the radio.
I do. Like it's like a radio. Oh, I know.
Same audience.
We already did it. You're right. I don't need to do it again. You're so right. That is a radio thing that I do.
You got to keep hitting it. 215-592.
And I'll do the coming up after the read. Don't go anywhere. My bad. You're right.
It's funny.
Hey, everyone. In case you're wondering, we're still doing the thing we said at the beginning of the podcast.
Exactly.
Still happening.
Exactly.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's because I'm in for Joe. So I'm like particularly in radio hosting.
Is he ever going to work again? Anything?
Apparently not. He's taking weeks off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just a true charity case having to host the morning show. Like, it's just, oh my God.
It wasn't complaining. There was not meant to be a complaint.
It's not you.
Oh, okay.
It's not you.
Oh, I know.
It's just like, oh, wow. It's so tough.
So a little, you know, this is funny. If you don't know Joe, which you might not, probably don't, Jack and I have talked about this many times. There is no one that we have met in our careers doing this who looks more physically like washed after 4 hours of talking than Joe to camera. Like, he walks out like a boxer with the towel over his head. Like, he just gave everything that he has and he's like slumps down. He's like,
I know.
Oh, that's so
just
hard. It is a wild thing to say. It's like he gives everything that he has, which clearly is not much.
Not much.
Certainly
has to eat healthier.
Oh my God. Get some sleep. Take care of yourself.
He's on a good track with the working out thing. Hopefully he gets back to that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
So, so good. It was a positive, finally, Lizardo home start. You know,
I thought he was really good.
Did you know his ERA heading to that game at home was 7.5?
I did not. I did know that his last 10 starts, he's been much better than the six or whatever prior. And I did know that the Sixers ruined his no-hitter. So, you know, those are the only two things I know.
Right.
That was, obviously, I do not believe that Mike Gansey is the reason he lost the no-hitter. One of the funniest things that has happened in a Phillies game in a long time.
Well, it was the quickest mush I've ever seen.
It was the immediate. And like, he literally says, oh, I'm the no-hitter. And Kruk just goes, oh, boy.
Yep.
And then it's boom, hit. It was so funny. It was sometimes life works out perfectly. And that was one of those everything works perfectly moments. Yeah. Really enjoyed it.
So, he allowed the one home run in the seventh, and I thought it was impressive how he bounced back immediately after that. But he needs to figure out the home thing. 1.55 on the road.
That is crazy. Yeah. That is surprising. He was better at home last year, right? He was good in general, I feel like.
I know. There was no signs of this, you know, last year. So that was important. Wheeler just shoved City again.
What a king, dude. Yeah. It's almost
2.01 ERA.
We have probably not talked enough about, because it is, Zach Wheeler's just become like a metronome for us. It's just like it's always right. Guy's always on time. It's really one of the more miraculous things I remember in Philly sports is the injury itself, the mystery with it, us being like, what does this mean for this guy's life, much less his career? And he comes back earlier than expected and is just Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
I think that's it. All the stuff in the minors, you're down there like analyzing all his starts. None of that mattered.
What a waste of time.
Seriously, like that was an actual waste of your time. He came up and he's just like Zach Wheeler.
Yeah. Dude, that I will never forget. Yeah. They got blasted. The Phillies got blasted that Sunday as I was watching him get blasted in Somerset. Beautiful spring day. And I'm inside freaking out about Zach Wheeler.
Yeah. And what a waste of energy.
I know. And then the first pitch in Atlanta was 96. And it was like, well, that's not what it was.
No. And it's a life. I mean, that's the thing with the Painter life. It's like the Wheeler life is there. And you just see it. It's just like it hasn't gone anywhere.
He's the best.
And I will say, Don Mattingly does deserve a lot of credit. I do think there is, it's not coincidence that the team also turned it around when Wheeler came back. Like those things lined 100%. Up pretty well as well too. Yeah.
100%.
You probably should give Zach a little bit more credit for the turnaround.
In my head, Zach Wheeler walked in the clubhouse and was like, what are you guys doing?
What is happening right here? Man up, guys.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
let's
here.
Go.
Here to save the day. So yeah, Wheeler is
special.
I hope the Hall of Fame voters.
I love when you and I are thinking the exact same thing at the exact same time, because I had that exact thought I've just said.
You finally got one. After 3 years.
And I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah.
I that guy's a Hall of Famer to
yes.
me. Like, and I know that resume-wise, old thing, they're questioned, whatever, but sure. Like, we've watched a lot of sports in our lives. We both are like, you kind of know a Hall of Famer when you're watching. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can go back in the numbers and reevaluate, but like, sometimes you just watch them and you're like, that guy's a Hall of Famer. And what he's done in the playoffs, what he's done as a Philly, like, I really don't care what anyone else says. Zach Wheeler is a Hall of Fame player, in my opinion.
He has two Cy Young runner-ups And if he went back, I think they would retroactively give him the 2021 one to make up
for the Corbin. Yeah, but they absolutely should.
They should go back and give it to him, especially because now he's competing against like Mizorowski and
so
Keynes,
rude.
And he's still pitching to a two. He might finish top five again. So yeah, he probably will. Yeah. So it's one of those, like if Utley's a Hall of Famer off of 7 years.
I agree. Yeah, Zach Wheeler's better.
I don't think Zach Wheeler's better.
Might be. I should have said Zach Wheeler might be better. The point is, like, you could discuss it. You're right. I mean, Utley was great. Like, that's not
second
a
second highest warm baseball.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know if he's better or not, but the Wheeler might be better. The point is, like, there's a discussion about it over this six years versus Utley's best 6 years. Like, they're close at least.
Yeah. So I just, when you watch him, you feel like you're watching a Hall of Famer. I hope that they don't hold the injuries and the Mets thing against them and whatnot, and then just evaluate this run. It's pretty dang special. So, yeah, Wheeler's unbelievable. The other big development of the Marlins series is old Bolin.
Dude,
up to 100.
I love him. Yeah. I'm fully. I even said on the air today. I'm like Kirkering, Duran, and Bolin. Those are the guys I trust.
Yeah, and I was actually, yeah, I'm glad Brad Keller went on the IL, and hopefully it's not turning into something worse than just tendonitis, but I want to see Bolin in high leverage spots. Shot.
I agree.
Just see what it's like. See what it's like.
And the fact I like that calling him Big John Bolin, oh, too. It's just he jives.
His walk-in song is Big John. Yeah, you know, it just works. It's perfect. And again, like the fastball's taken a step up by Stuff Plus models. His fastball is one of the better ones out of bullpens in baseball.
I'm a big Stuff Plus models guy.
I know you are. And the Dombrowski's gotten crushed a lot. And I don't even know if it's really Dombrowski, but dude, like Strom for Bolin's a huge win. Like he's had some wins on these small
deals. Has Strom been any good? I haven't paid any attention when he's doing Kansas City.
I do not believe so. I someone tweeted me the other day that his FIP was 7, but I don't know. Let me look up old Stromy real quick. Either way, like he's under team control. Now it's not optionable, but he's under team control until 2032.
Bolin is?
Yeah. Like
really?
He's not optionable.
So they used up all those options already?
So he's Strom is a 5.73.
Wow. All right. So yeah, Bolin clearly winning the trade. So wait, hold up. So Bolin has that many years of team control. They just went through all those options that quickly?
Yeah.
Wow. So he was going up and down and up and down, up and down, up and down. Guys.
Yeah. I believe I remember that from the trade was like, he's not optionable, but he has a ton. Yeah. He's under through 2031. Okay. Wow. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean,
Still,
man,
that's a lot of years of Jonathan
Bolin. Seasons after this. Yeah that's so. A lot. I'm sorry. No, that's six more seasons after this. Jeez Louise. 2031.
Yeah.
So that's it. We're in 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh yeah. Five more seasons after this.
Yeah.
What?
I know.
What a trade.
It's a if good
he's got, he's got to stay good and bullpen it volatile year to year, but man,
I like it.
That is strange. You very rare. We don't always pay attention to options unless, you know, you want to send a guy down. You already think about it, but I don't know enough. I wonder how it feels weird to have that much team control and that.
And no options.
I know. Yeah.
It's a weird one. It's a really weird one.
Yeah.
But good news for us. If he's really found it.
And if he's good, then the options thing doesn't matter, right?
It was good seeing Max Lazar back, too. I like Max Lazar.
Who are you talking to? I know he's my dude. I know. Big Max Lazar guy. And he's been good in the minors. So.
Yeah. So we're fans of that.
I sadly can't tell you that I'll be that much more concerned if Max Lazar is coming into a game than Brad Keller right now.
Yeah. I know. Big news in the home run derby that they got rid of the clock and they're going back to the outs.
Hold up. I'm standing.
Yeah, we're back.
That's a standing ovation worthy. Because that sucked.
Oh, it sucked. Like, dude, when I was growing up, I love pulling the I was growing up card. Now that I'm 32.
You're welcome.
Back when I was growing up, I used to watch all the old ones on ESPN Classic.
Dude, I used to love the All-Star game was one of my favorite things when I was young. Everything about it. Dude, it used to be the AL versus the NL for the only time. If you want to see Greg Maddux versus Ken Griffey Jr., guess what? Watch the freaking All-Star game.
That's
you know,
crazy.
Like, it's so crazy to think about, but that's the way it was. And those matchups mattered.
Do you like this
big.
Way more or that way?
Oh, that way was way better. So you mean for the baseball season?
For baseball.
Like, I think interleague plays good. Like I'm okay with it. Like I loved it, but I think it's probably silly to like not have us ever see the Yankees or not have us ever see the Red Sox or whatever. So I'm fine with it. But I do think that the things, it killed the All-Star game. It was one of the biggest reasons, and there are other reasons, but I think it's the biggest reason the All-Star game isn't what it was. And it did suck some of the juice of the World Series, because the World Series used to be special when you didn't see any teams play against each other. You used to have like DH in one, some games, not the other, all those things. Like it was pretty cool.
Dude, it's so that it's like a foreign concept.
I know. I can imagine. I can imagine.
But when I was growing up, you know, and seeing, you know, Abreu in Detroit have like 50 some home runs and like Howard in 06 and the backwards hat Sosa in Milwaukee with like Richie Sexson. And
of course,
I love seeing how many home runs these guys can hit. Yeah. I mean, Hamilton in 2008,
all time,
2008 at Yankee Stadium. It's like one of the craziest home run performances of all time. So I am glad we're back to the outs.
Me too.
The outs is when the home run derby was king.
I love the idea of let's just see how long this dude could just keep launching these things.
And get Berman back.
It's the whole key. It's not the same. Back. Made a difference.
It did. God, I'm so happy. I can't wait for them.
I'm so excited it's here. We've talked about it, but like I'm really trying to live in the moment of this thing and like really appreciate and not take for granted it's here. Cause like I'm not flying to another city to ever go to an All-Star game. I'm just not like, but I've always wanted to go to one. I'll probably be dead by the next time it's in Philly. So, you know, I'm really going to try and take advantage of it.
She soaked this one in, pal.
I'm trying to keep it real, man.
Soak it in. So, it's Matthew Fisher bump day on Clearwater. Exciting.
Thank God. You missed the caller on the morning show saying they should elevate just some guys from Clearwater right to the majors.
Yeah, best calls.
It's like, hold on.
Those are my favorite. Yeah. Oh, it's brilliant.
And it's good pitchers down in Clearwater. Should bring them up.
Yeah, just get them all up.
And I was like, and then I got like annoyed, and I was like, and they were like, no. I mean, bring them up in the minors.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, sure, that's what you're talking about.
They did bring up. They did promote three guys from Clearwater to Jersey Shore. Good. So Marquez Bauker,
and then one of the patron saints of the pod now.
Yeah, I know. Gabe Craig got brought up.
I love when people who I had never heard of like a month ago become like incredibly important and constant in my life, like Ramon Marquez.
Yes.
Yeah. Really nice.
Matty Fisher's gonna be a part of that.
Yeah.
So I'll give the full minor league minute on Monday's podcast.
Oh, I got it. Yeah, it's once a week. We know
we don't need to bore people, but
yeah,
you know,
we want it to feel special.
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's gotta be, you know, have that, you know, kind of like
I am starting to get stressed about the draft.
I'm sure we're getting close, man.
Very stressed.
So watching, you know, MLB the beginning, this and that, they'll show some of the previews, you know, they'll show those commercials.
Nice. Yeah.
Show the commercials like, oh, draft coming up. And I think of you every time.
Combine's next week.
Do you feel the draft used to be now of it? And you're like, it feels like a little weird that you're not drafting, you know, getting drafted or on the moment, you know, not literally. I mean, you're not doing draft stuff now. It used to be in June, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
To feel weird because it's only been a couple of years.
Yeah, I just accepted and move on.
Okay. Well, I don't know. If you like,
I wish it was
physically, if you're like in June, you're like, where is it?
It's just like, I really like last year. There's a lot of positive elements with that class. I need another class.
Got it.
And I need a high school bat more than life itself at 36. Mm-hmm. It's all I care about.
Yeah. Like Francisco Renteria might be the most important person in my life. It's possible.
Francisco Renteria, Aiden's back, and Gage Wood.
Mm-hmm. That's what we got.
And Painter learning a cutter.
Great.
So we'll see.
Hey,
sounds exciting.
Go Phils.
Yeah.
All right. So Mets, actually pretty fun series. Mets have not been much better. I think they're like 12 games under, but look, the Phillies are only 6.5 back of the Braves. They've kind of moved up. I think the Mets could go on a run.
I think they're 33-41.
Yeah. Oh, it's 8 games under. Okay. So either way, the Mets have been played a little better. So they're the one who got the 41-33 out of it.
We were
supposed to win yesterday. So we could be 41-33, the best record you could possibly have. It's a shame that they weren't able to capitalize that.
Yeah.
So it's a weird series because they're off for Friday for Juneteenth. So it's Thursday, Saturday, Sunday
for the World Cup mostly.
Oh yeah, because the game's here. But is that I assumed because I'm off for Juneteenth. So I was like, oh, the Phillies are off for Juneteenth. Also, not so much off for the World Cup game. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Either way, what do you make of the Mets series and the 3 out of 4 days?
Well, I really don't want the Phillies to wake up the Mets. Now the Mets have not been very good.
We've done that before.
Now they are. Like the lineup outside of like Bichette's scorching hot right now, and Soto's hitting really, really well. I did have an idea, but unfortunately, I still would take Bo Bichette. But I did have an idea when he was like really terrible if they were playing here. Instead, I wanted fans to, instead of boo, I wanted them to give him a standing O and say thank
you,
Bo. That
would have been really funny.
You know?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he started to hit really, really well.
Yeah, that would have been a good bet.
And certainly would like him on this team. But... so I don't, I'm not pushing for it anymore. There was a moment I was pushing for it. So Manaea is going to show up tonight. There's no doubt about it. He's been good his last couple outings. Nola versus Manaea feels like we're going to get off to a painful start. Mm-hmm. But then we go, then you go, what? Wheeler Sanchez? Sanchez Wheeler?
That's the good part. Quick question. I forgot to mention before we get out of here. I should have brought up Trey. We didn't really get into Trey. We've talked a ton about him lately, but obviously day off because of the thing. Back in the leadoff spot. Man. Any? Do you make anything of it all?
Thought it was nonsense.
Ridiculous. I know he got three hits. Like they were 2025 Trey hits.
Well, the one was
bloops. The one was a real hit.
But it's 12-4.
Yeah, the first two were the bloopiest of bloop hits you could possibly get.
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday was a disappointing Mattingly day. Going back to Trey in the leadoff spot after the blitzing the righty thing worked.
And you would call Jack Fritz on this pod. You're the only person I heard say it too. Give that idea and he went for it. It worked. Mm-hmm. They had three runs in the other first inning. Like it worked.
I know. So that was annoying. And they ended up doing the three trade lefties thing anyway. Because he was
they just went one. Yeah, exactly. One back. They just went. They flopped Marsh and Trey. Trey wasn't it, but they moved him out and put him in. That was it.
So that was annoying. I was glad to see him get three hits, obviously. And then the other thing that irked me, and no one was watching at this point, it's two outs in the ninth.
Oh, I was out by then, yeah.
They pull Chase Shugart to get the position player in after he became 12-4. The bastardization of baseball. Just let Shugart get the last out as a pitch. I hate position players pitching. I would rather the game end.
I know you would.
I would rather the game end.
I don't care that much, but it is annoying.
It sucks. It's no one likes it. Hitters don't like it. It's the paying fan doesn't like it. I hate position player and like stats shouldn't count when they come in. It's all BS. It's all like I would rather the game just end. Like just call the game, let everyone go home. You're wasting everyone's time.
Except it would have been hilarious if Schwarber had hit the fifth homer in that game.
I'm glad he didn't.
It would have been so funny.
It shouldn't have counted. It wouldn't have counted. In my head, it wouldn't have counted. But it's just like it's two outs in the ninth.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Get it. Whatever. So that drove me
crazy. I fully agree with that. I think it's a good take.
Yeah. So, Trey is I'm glad they put Schwarber back in the two spot just because of the idea of Harper hitting behind him.
I'm happy too. I agree. I want Trey. I just don't want Trey in the leadoff spot.
Of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
All right. We'll see. Hopefully everyone Saturday night writing. It's going to be awesome. Monday, we'll be back to react. Sunday night baseball, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, good, nice late night. It'll be fun. We got a lot to react to. So please come hang and ready. We're going to have a blast. Can't wait to see everyone there. Until then, he's Fritz and Seltzer.